Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to Faith for Families. We're going to be talking about two of the most important things you're ever going to do in your life. It has to do with faith and prayer. Now, I'll tell you, as a parent of six kids, and all of them adults now, getting married and launching down their own career, I said, listen to me. Hebrews 11 says this, without faith, you do not please God. When a God is your creator, created the universe, I mean, he's the main thing. If I want to please God, I need some faith. I need to believe that what he says is true. Well, that means, number one, I better know what he says, which means I better be feeding on the word of God. I better be meditating in it day and night. Not a religious thing. It's a want-to thing. If I meditate in it day and night, then I'll prosper and have good success. As a parent, I like that. I want prosperous, successful children. I want it really bad. We've talked before in some of our series about the fear of God. Psalm 34:11 says, come to me, children, I will teach you the fear of God. Why is that important? Well, the fear of God, Proverbs 9:10, is the beginning of wisdom, and Proverbs 1:7 is the beginning of knowledge. Wisdom brings long life, riches, and honor. I want my kids to be successful. I want them to be prosperous. I want them to get what wisdom brings. I want them to live long. I want you to have riches in your house. I want you to bring honor not only to your family name, I want you to bring honor to God. And so I realized something. To do that, you're going to need two things. Without faith, you don't please God. First Peter says, without faith, you don't whip the devil. You're stuck between two kingdoms who are at war, two barracudas swimming side by side, heaven, hell, yes, no, right, wrong, God and the devil. Two kingdoms, not a third one. You're in one or the other. We've been delivered, if you're born again, out of the kingdom of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. But there's still a war going on. That's why we have armor, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the spirit. Why? You got a devil that hates your guts. John 10:10, he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life and life more abundant. Now, as a parent, I realize something. What I need to tell my kids, if I never see you again, if I can never talk to you again, what's it really? If I had to boil it down to a top 10 list or a top 3 list, I said, you better get yourself some faith. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad having you, but you better get yourself some faith. Faith comes one place. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're not reading your Bible, you have zippo faith. You might have talent, gifts, and abilities. With no faith, you don't please God. You don't scare the devil, because it takes faith to whip the devil. Takes faith to please God. Faith's real important. We better learn what it is, how you get it, how you keep it. Because the Bible talks about there's all kinds of levels of faith. There's great faith, little faith, no faith, weak faith. It's like a water level. It's moving all the time. If you don't get your faith growing, you're in deep trouble. It won't take long, because the devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil is attracted to weakness. Do you understand that? Thank God the Bible says, where I'm weak, there will he make me strong. So you need some faith. You need to believe God and what he says. Well, that means you need to know God, and you need to know what he says. My people destroy for a lack of knowledge. Get some faith. Number two, once you get some faith, you better start praying. Why? Well, God's locked off this planet unless somebody asks him to come down here. 2 Corinthians 4:4, when Adam and Eve sinned, they turned this entire planet that God had made them authority over. He said, you take over the planet. You're in charge. The birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the grass, you're in charge. When they sinned, they gave that authority over to Lucifer. And so Satan is now the little g god of this planet. 2 Corinthians 4:4. How did the devil become god of this planet? Because Adam and Eve sinned and turned it over to him. Now, it's a temporary lease. God owns the planet. The cattle on the thousand hills, the gold and silver, he owns it. But he gave it to Adam and Eve to oversee. When they sinned, they gave it over to the devil. And ever since the devil became god of this planet, people have been dying. In the beginning, man, Adam and them, they lived to be 900 years old. Then man lived to be 700 years old, then 500 years old, then 300 years old. And if you read the Bible, we've got shorter and shorter. And people, well, it's the ozone. Has nothing to do with the ozone. Has to do with the devil. He's a murderer. He hates mankind because we're made in the image of God. He can't get at God, so he's going after his image. He'll kill a 90-year-old grandmother or a two-day-old baby. The devil doesn't care who he kills. It's not what we did. He's just a murderer. He doesn't care who you are. He doesn't care what you've done or not done. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He's a liar. Do you understand that? The Bible makes it real plain who our enemy is. It's the devil. It's not flesh. Now, he'll use flesh. So I realized something. You need faith. And number two, you better know how to pray. Why? Well, throughout the New Testament, Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. I know what you need before you ask. I need you to ask. Well, if you're God Almighty and you know everything and you're all powerful and you're all knowing, why don't you help me? I can't. It's not legal. What? It's not legal. I can't help you unless you ask me. It's a legal deal. Satan is the temporary little g god of this planet. I can't come down there. It's not legal. You know, when God lost the planet to the devil through Adam and Eve, you know, God came down in the garden and told the devil right when it happened because he knew it was going to happen. He knew they were going to go stupid. And God told the devil, you know, one day I'm going to come in the flesh and I'm going to bruise your head and you're going to bruise my heel. That's a lot of King James for this. A human lost it. A human will have to get it back. I can't cheat. I gave this planet to a human. A human will have to get it back. I can't show up like Superman God, take it back from the devil. That's not right. You shouldn't have stole that from my man. And take it back from the devil and give it back. A man lost it. A man's got to get it back. That's why God had to come to earth as a human. He had to be born of a virgin. Couldn't come through a man because the sin nature is passed through the man. So I've got to come through a woman, got to come legally, got to be born here, can't show up like Superman. I must become a human, a virgin birth, God becoming man, the God-man, not Christ, Jesus Christ. Got an earth name and a God name. A man lost it, a man will have to get it back. The entire Bible is a story of two men, two Adams. First Adam lost it, second Adam got it back. It's the entire Bible wrapped up in that story. But we don't read our Bible, so we don't know that. We make it complicated. We make it religious. We cut out crosses, shave our head, suck rug, glide a camel, hum a hymn, wear a robe. God's not impressed. God just wants you to believe him. Faith's real important. Do you believe what God said? And do you pray? Why? God can't help me with my money. He can't help my marriage. He can't help my kids. He can't help my sanity or my health if I don't ask him. Why? It's not legal. I'm on an alien planet. I'm not home. I'm headed home. I'm passing through. That's why the Bible says over and over, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God said, I know what you need before you ask. I really need you to ask. That's why Jesus, when Jesus ministered, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he never ministered to anybody without asking them, what can I do for you, blind man? Peter tried to help him. Lord, he's got no eyeballs. Shut up, Peter. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the blind man. What can I do for you, blind man? It's like, Lord, I need my eyesight. So he got his eyeballs back. He's same thing with the crippled man by the pool of Siloam. What can I do for you, crippled man? Peter said, well, Lord, his legs are shriveled up. Shut up, Peter. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the crippled man. Why did Jesus ask the question? It's a legal situation. Prayer is not a religious thing. It's a legal thing. God cannot do anything if I don't ask him. It's not legal. You understand that? If you just read through the Bible, I used to lead intercessory prayer for 10 years in my local church. I didn't know anything about intercessory prayer. I'm right out of Bible school. I can't even spell intercessory prayer. But you do it for 10 years, you'll learn something. I learned something. God said, I know what you need, but I need you to ask. Why? Because Satan's the God of this planet, and I'm not allowed down there unless you invite me. You invite me, I'll show up like a freight train. But you've got to invite me. That's why you not only pray, but you pray in faith, not wavering. James said, if you ask anything of God, you're not in faith. You're not getting it. Faith and prayer are our lifeline on this planet. Our faith is critical. It's not just a religious thing. It's critical. I don't please God, and I don't want the devil. Prayer is critical. Well, I'm going to pray and get a brownie point. God doesn't care how long I pray. If I'm not praying the word of God, he can't move. God doesn't watch over my need. God said he watches over his word to perform it. So when I pray, I better not just be gum flapping and crying. God's not impressed with gum flapping and crying. God's impressed with his word. He said, I will watch over my word to perform it. So, I won't give this list. I like this list. This is just what we call the prayer scriptures. Kind of set this thing up for you. So if you've got a pencil and a piece of paper, you can look through this. Now listen to this. These are what I call the basic prayer scriptures. Just try to teach people. Now guys, this is like a course. This is a 3-month seminar I'm going to give you here in about 20 minutes. So just hang with me here. This will help you. It will save your life. It'll change your life. So just listen. We're just trying to get to the bottom line real quick. This is Philippians 4:6. It says this, do not be anxious about anything. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't sweat. Don't panic. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything. Got that? In everything. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Well, if God's almighty, why do I have to tell him what I need? It's a legal situation. God's all-knowing. God knows what I'm going to think before I think it. God's got the hairs of my head numbered and the days of my life numbered. But God cannot move in my life if I don't ask him. It's not legal. I'm not, oh, God, you help me. Not if I'm not praying his word. God watches over his word. If you meditate in his word, you probably have good success. People won't read the word because the Bible says in Mark 4, you read that Bible, the devil's going to show up immediately. What to do? He wants to steal that word out of your heart because that word's what's going to whip him upside the head. And if you don't read the Bible, you don't know that. You're supposed to read the Bible, not to get points, but to learn, to build your faith. Please God, whip the devil, live in victory, overcome stuff. The word of God is so critical. So I tell people right here, he said, listen, don't be anxious. Present your request to God. Why do I have to tell him if he's all-knowing? Because he needs me to ask. It's a legal situation. Now look at this. James 4, verse 2. You want something, but you don't get it. Whew, have mercy. You do not have because you do not ask God. What? You know why you don't have anything? Why? You're not asking God. Well, if he's almighty, why didn't he do it? It's a legal situation. You have to ask him. Prayer is asking God. It's not getting points because he prayed for an hour. Let's go help him out. He didn't care how long you prayed. Peter prayed one word prayer, help. Help, Lord. He was sinking in the water. One word help, and he was sinking because he was doubting really bad, and Jesus saved him. It's not how long you pray. It's not where you light a candle, put on a record. It's just simply talking to God. God's listening. He just needs your permission. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will. Now, you know what a will is, don't you? It's a testament, the last will and testament. You ever gone to your attorney? Your last will and testament. This is the will of God. This is God's will. The word is his will. Well, if I ask anything according to his will, ooh, that's good. Now watch this now. It says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, the word, if I ask anything according to this, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, whatever I ask, I know that I have what I've asked of him. What? If it's in here and I ask it, it's mine. God said, I'll surround you with a shield of divine favor, Psalms 5:12. What? You keep griping about your boss. If you'll ask me, I'll surround you with a shield of divine favor. People will like you down at work, not even know why. I did it for Daniel. I did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I did it for Joseph with Pharaoh. I've done it before. If you read that, I've done it before. You don't earn it. I just do it because you asked me. I'll surround you with a shield of divine favor. I'll order your steps. Proverbs 6 says, I'll talk to you when you go to sleep. I don't know what God wants. He said he'd talk to you. Are you listening? He said he'd talk to you when you go to sleep and you wake up. If I ask anything according to this, it's mine. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.